some brighter days. FM 90.3 WJTL Blessing offer brighter days. Hi, good morning. It's Thursday, 7:05.
Don't miss Pillar with special guests Behold the Beloved coming to Landis Hall at the Junction Center tomorrow night. Get ready for an unforgettable evening of powerful, faith-driven rock. Grab your tickets now at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
Our very special guest, our friend Chris Wilson, is here. She's the Director of Advancement with Mount Hope Nazarene Retirement Community. Chris, welcome back to the studio.
Woo, it is so great to be back here. I love this time of year. It's wonderful. This is my favorite time of year.
Yeah, I love that fall crisp in the air in the morning.
The sunrise this morning was beautiful.
Beautiful. Anybody awesome. Want to give a shout out to this morning?
I do. I would love to give a shout out first to WJTL because I thought about it on the drive over here. We are really blessed in this town, in this area, to have a radio station with a heart as big as you guys do for our nonprofit.
You.
So thank you. And also to Mount Hope for all of our staff.
Yeah, tell us about Mount Hope. Tell us what you do.
So Mount Hope Nazarene Retirement Community is a 50-bed skilled nursing facility and a full rehab with physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech on site. We are 50 beds. We're tucked in the rolling farmlands of Raffo Township. So you can almost drive by us and not like know we're there. But we have a huge heart and a big mission. Our mission is to care for seniors and people with disabilities, and no matter what their changing financial and personal circumstances are. So our mission comes right out of Matthew 25:40, for the least of these.
And how long has Mount Hope been around?
So most people in Mannheim would actually know us as the Dunkard Home, because in 1969, we would have been the Dunkard Home. Grace Point Nazarene Church in Ephrata would have taken over in about 2006, 2007, hence the name Mount Hope Nazarene Retirement Community. So over 56 years.
Amazing. That's amazing. How long have you been with Mount Hope?
I started in 2017 when my mom ended up having a crazy turn of health events, needed nursing care, and we had a hard time in the county finding affordable, attainable nursing care. And so we landed at Mount Hope. And ever since then, it's been great. And it's a wonderful way to give back for me because we had an excellent experience there. My family did. My mom loved it. And it's just Mount Hope is, I think, what our name says. We provide hope to a lot of families.
That's awesome. Now, coming up, you have a big event that's going to help support your mission and what you do. Tell us about that.
We do. I would love to tell you about that. We have a fall benefit banquet and auction. It's a themed basket and experiences fundraising event. It is the last Saturday in October, October 25. Fundraising is our largest piece that I have to do every year. We serve folks who are on Medicaid state assistance. And so what the nursing home rate is and what the state reimburses, there's a gap of over $150 a day per resident. So we do a lot of fundraising. So this banquet really helps to supplement that. Our goal this year is over 50,000.
Amazing.
I think we can reach it.
And you showed us pictures. Your house is filled with baskets, but you brought a prop along. Tell us about this basket.
I did. So working from home is great, especially this time of year when your house looks like a sea of baskets. So this is just one of over 80 items that I've put together and assembled. This is the Love Italy Pizza Italian Basket, but there are so many more, from a full-size Blackstone grill and griddle, a fire pit, jewelry from Kozer's. We actually have something brand new this year. We have had a very, very generous donor give a week's vacation in North Myrtle Beach, right on the intercoastal waterway.
How cool is that?
So it is going to be a time, lots of experiences, something for everybody, I promise you. I don't know if I'm more excited to actually have the banquet coming up or to get all the things out of our house.
I could see both. I think
both. Completely.
The John Hess is going to be your auctioneer for
John
the auction.
John Hess is our auctioneer. He is dynamic.
Him.
So we have over 52 items on the live auction, and then we have over 30 items, 35, maybe even 40 on the silent auction.
Amazing.
So if you're not a person that likes a live auction, there's a silent auction for you too. Yep. But not only do you get wonderful items to bid on. There's a wonderful meal that is going to be happening, a catered meal right here by Francesco's Italian Restaurant in our very own town of Mannheim. So it's very different this year. Usually we do a meat and potato thing.
Yeah.
But it's a full-blown authentic Italian family recipes from Carini, Sicily.
Like,
if you love you some Italian.
Yeah. And it's going to be at Mannheim BIC.
It is at right? Mannheim Brethren in Christ Church, 54 North Penryn Road. Doors open at 5 p.m. Catered meal starts at 5:30. I would suggest coming at 5 because the earlier you get there, the more you can look at all the wonderful things to bid on.
Do you need a ticket?
No.
Okay.
There is reserved seating.
Right.
Website is an option to go on, and I'm sure we'll talk about that later, but my cell phone.
Let's talk about now.
Okay, Mount Hope Nazarene
org
is there.
And it's MT Hope.
MT, yes. Okay. People get it confused, but it's mthopenazarene.org. There's information on there. But honestly, my cell phone is the best way to reach me, especially now because we're coming on the RSVP date for the catering.
Okay, and when is the date for that?
That is this Saturday, the
okay,
18th.
So you need to make those reservations
now.
Yeah,
give me a call. It's like a wedding, Fred. Think of it like we're doing table seating and place cards.
Yeah. It is like a wedding.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
What's your number?
So 717-682-8026.
The Mount Hope Nazarene banquet and live auction and silent auction all coming up October 25th. It's happening at Mannheim BIC. Go to mounthopenazarene.org. That's mthopenazarene.org. We're going to talk more with Chris about all the different things available there and all that God is doing through Mount Hope Nazarene Retirement Community. And we've got more music on the way too. Elevation Worship, Lauren Daigle, and more next.